On this day 20 years ago, the space shuttle Columbia broke up as it re-entered the atmosphere. It killed the entire crew.
The same creator who names the stars also knows the names of the seven souls we mourn today.
That's former President George W. Bush speaking immediately after the disaster. Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat of Arizona, was a NASA astronaut for 15 years, and he joins us now. Senator, hello.
Good morning, Scott.
You were friends with each of the astronauts, knew three of them well as your classmates at NASA. Tell us some memories you have of them.
Yeah, I knew all of them really well. As you mentioned, three were my astronaut classmates, meaning we got there at the same time. Laurel Clark, Dave Brown, and Willie McCool. Dave Brown and I were, I was an instructor at the Naval Test Pilot School before being an astronaut. He was our flight doc, medical doctor. And I was very close with them. And, you know, 20 years ago today, you know, this tragedy, again, you know, we had Challenger when I was in college in 1986, but a loss of another space shuttle, especially when I was there. I mean, it was a really traumatic event for the families, but the astronaut community as well.
Where were you when you heard the news?
Yeah, that morning I was had the time a little mixed up about when landing was going to be, and my brother called me. I was in bed. It was early morning on a Saturday, and my brother just very simply told me that they've lost comm and lost tracking. And what that says, you know, to somebody in my business is that this is really, really bad. I mean, this is a horrible situation that not only can they not talk to the vehicle, they really can't see it. Mm-hmm. And got in my car, and, you know, that led to a, you know, day like few others in my life, you know, where I was, you know, just very closely involved with the recovery effort on the ground in eastern Texas that day.
One of the crew members, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Anderson, spoke in an interview before the Columbia took off. It's from a documentary produced by Space.com. Let's take a listen.
This is one of a few research flights that we've had in a long time. And I think for someone interested in space science like myself, it's really the dream flight.
And dream flight, as an astronaut, how do you think about this idea of dream flight? Surely that's gone through your head.
They're all a dream. I mean, for any of us, I think, you know, so many of us grew up as kids, you know, watching astronauts walk on the surface of the moon. I was in kindergarten in 1969. I actually don't remember Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walking on the moon. My twin brother remembers it. I fell asleep, according to my mom.
Yeah.
But it's something that we've all aspired to. And to eventually, as an adult, have the opportunity to do this incredible thing that's so important to our country is, you know, in most cases, I'd say it's the highlight of somebody's professional life. So for me, every mission, I flew four missions aboard the space shuttle to the International Space Station, from the pilot of STS-108, which was the first mission after 9/11,
yes,
to the final flight of Space Shuttle Endeavour as a commander. You know, something I had dreamed about doing and had the opportunity to do it because, you know, you live in the greatest country on the planet.
When you're on a space shuttle mission and you're coming toward the end and planning for reentry as these seven did, what are you doing? What are you thinking at that moment?
Well, it takes about a day and a half to get the orbiter configured for reentering the atmosphere. You've got to stow this radar, the KU antenna. You got to close the payload bay doors. You got to reconfigure the you know, system that cools the vehicle. There's a lot to do. You got to stow all this stuff. So it's a very busy day. And then eventually you get strapped into your seats and you got to do the deorbit burn, which happens about the middle of the Indian Ocean. And then you hit the atmosphere over the Pacific Ocean and you're in a giant fireball. You're going 25 times the speed of sound and you continue to descend and decelerate. And that tragedy happened during that reentry phase, you know, starting, you know, just about immediately, but culminating in the breakup of the vehicle over Texas.
It began, of course, during launch when some insulating foam broke off, damaging the system that was supposed to protect the shuttle during reentry. Here is what then-NASA Associate Administrator Bill Reedy said the day of the disaster.
Today was a very stark reminder that this is a very risky endeavor pushing back the frontiers in outer space. And after 113 flights, unfortunately, people have a tendency to look at it as something that is more or less routine. Well, I can assure you it is not.
How do you think about that now? The engineering questions, whether there were any risk management questions, and whether NASA changed after that?
Well, space shuttle is the most complex thing I think humans have ever built from a systems engineering standpoint. I mean, it's certainly in the top 10. And a lot of risk involved in flying it. As one of the folks that had the opportunity to do this, more than once, you understand the risk. And it's a hard system to manage from a qualitative risk assessment perspective. And I think NASA's generally done a good job, but there have been times where we've clearly fallen short. This is one. I mean, we knew that foam was coming off of external tanks for years, and we didn't rank it as high of a risk as it should have been. And in this case, a piece of foam came off and put a pretty big hole in the left leading edge of the wing. And that's part of our thermal protection system. Should have never happened. So after that, we learn from our mistakes and we improve the processes.
Yeah. And you, of course, were on the space shuttle Discovery after this in 2006. It's one thing to kind of think intellectually about these challenges and the engineering. Do you remember how you felt being on the shuttle post-Columbia?
Yeah, my second mission was the second mission after Columbia as well. It was the second of the two return-to-flight test missions where we had a test inspection and repair capability, not only of the leading edge of the wing, like if this scenario would happen again, but what if we lost a lot of tiles off the bottom? So we tested these things. We had this big, long boom, and we, practiced doing some procedures. I do very distinctly remember the commander of the mission was Steve Lindsay, Air Force guy. I was a pilot. And I remember getting to the point where Columbia started to, have this catastrophic failure. And we paused for a second and acknowledged, during reentry that this is where it began, where we lost our friends.
Yeah.
And, spent the time to, think about them for, a minute. The reentry and landing is a very busy time frame. You got to be focused. But it was something we talked about during the flight.
And let's remember for a moment this crew of seven. What should our listeners know and remember about these individuals?
These are every single one of them, six Americans and Elon Ramon, Israeli citizen. They're there to serve their country and do something that's really risky. But they're there because the reward to our nation is substantial. And I think it's important that we remember that. Doing hard things really benefits us as a nation. And, my goal in my service in the United States Senate, there's a lot of them. One of them is that we continue to lead the planet in innovation, in science, in exploration. I think it's without a doubt, the right thing to do. There are risks. We need to accept those risks. And, in the case of accidents, we just need to try to do better.
Any additional personal thought you have on this day?
Well, that day 20 years ago was, one that I will never forget, that day and the day after. And I, spend some time, thinking about my friends and colleagues and the ultimate sacrifice that they made, for exploration and for our country.
Senator Mark Kelly, former NASA astronaut Mark Kelly, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Scott.